Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. When you hear this music, that means our pal Mike Jones, NFL columnist for USA Today, joins us. He's on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Good morning, Mike.
Michael.
There he is. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, so, Mike, the last 24 hours after we had Coach Rivera on the show yesterday, he joins us every Tuesday at 8:25. Been a lot of talk about expectations. What were Mike Jones' expectations for the Washington football team season going in? Because it's the same old story, isn't it?
It is, and look, I know they surprised everybody and made the playoffs last year, but they didn't have a winning record. But my big concern was their quarterback position and their secondary. I'm not just saying that now. I mean, you can, go back and look. But, yeah, I felt like they were complacent at a quarterback situation. And I sat down with Rivera at training camp and I asked, like, why did you go after another journeyman and you guys didn't draft anybody to develop behind him? And he was like, I really felt like when you look at what we did last year, we just needed a good game manager. And I felt like I was really complacent. I know you're trying to set the table and get everything fortified and then get a quarterback. But I felt like their situation that was very shaky because you always know Ryan Fitzpatrick is only good for a few games. Then he turns into an interception machine. Didn't expect he was going to get hurt. But Taylor Heinicke, he's had some good things, but he threw some really boneheaded interceptions. And their secondary can't cover me or you. And we look in that's going to be the downfall of this team. Both
I'm pretty
of those
slow,
areas.
Mike. They probably could cover me.
That's interesting, Mike.
I don't know, man.
That conversation you had with Rivera that he said that they just needed a game manager because game managers usually don't win Super Bowls. I mean, I know that
but they
think they have
a Super Bowl.
No, I get that, but I mean, you want to build for one in the future.
They thought they were with the defense,
but game managers don't win Super Bowls, so I'm surprised that he said that.
Yeah, well, I think he was looking at and it was funny because when he benched Haskins, he said he was looking at the short term. He was making a move for short term glory, but I think when he was talking about getting a game manager, he was looking long term. Like, okay, let's continue to build. Let's kind of follow the blueprint up in Buffalo. They continued to fortify their roster, and then they got their quarterback once everything was strong around them. And he felt like, hey, we can still be competitive this year with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't think the expectation was to win a Super Bowl.
But didn't they try to get Stafford? It's always, to me, it's a mixed message from Ron all the time.
Right. Supposedly, they always, their names are linked to everybody. Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, but did you really try? Or did you just kind of like text that girl and say, hey, I don't know if they really tried hard. Here we are. Things are falling apart and we're only five games into the season.
Here's the thing though. The only beef I would have with your premise, Mike, is that everybody understood the quarterback situation could be dicey, but I thought that I don't think they thought they could win a Super Bowl, but I thought they thought they could win the division again, and that obviously they were going to get better defensively because Chase is going to be in his second year. Montez is going to be in his third year. We got all these first-round draft picks. And we upgraded our secondary, William Jackson. We drafted a linebacker in the first round. Of course we're going to get better defensively, and then we'll get better offensively because even though Ryan Fitzpatrick stinks, he's still better than Alex Smith in terms of scoring points around here. We have the most unimaginative, worst offense in the last few years. And frankly, the offense, Mike, it hadn't been great, but it hadn't been the reason why they're where they are. They're where they are because the defense has been catastrophically overrated.
You know, I totally agree with you that I think they thought that their defense is going to be better. I don't think that they envisioned that it was that. I mean, what Chase Young have? What did he have? One sack in five games, and you know this front. I mean, Del Rio's schemes just don't seem to be working here. But look, your safety position. Like you knew you had Landon Collins coming off of Achilles. You knew you have a bunch of just Jags at the other safety position.
I like Curl. I think Curl's a good player.
I mean, he's okay. I mean, Jameis Winston carved that secondary up.
Yep.
And you know when Jameis Winston, who struggles to recognize stuff, looks out and sees, oh, Landon Collins, he's only 12 yards back, and he's slow, and my guy's fast, I'm going to take advantage. You know if Jameis Winston is able to have that thought process in a matter of seconds and recognize the weaknesses of your secondary, then anybody else in the league can too. And they should have had better foresight because, man, they couldn't cover anybody on Sunday. And it's been like that for most of the year.
No, 100%. But I also think they overrated their linebackers too, because even I, for me, my focus was more on the linebackers. I said, they don't have a linebacker here. They don't have a legit starter. Cole Holcomb in a perfect world is a backup.
And they drafted a kid in the first round, and we haven't heard a thing from him.
No, he's playing less and less every week.
Yeah, it's not good. And, it kind of reminded me of the year they fired Mike Shanahan. And it's the one time we heard Bruce Allen ever admit anything. And he said, we kind of like overestimated things. They thought they were better than what they were. And I think that Ron and his guys looked at this team and thought they were better than what they were. And, now it's kind of... They had a chance. That division was wide open, but there's no way they're going to be able to hang with Dallas now.
No way.
Do you think that this week against the Chiefs is a bloodbath, or can they hang for a half or three quarters? What do you think?
Them catching 6.5.
Cakes loves
sure
them
crazy,
plus the touchdown.
Mike.
He thinks it's going to be a close game.
I think they're
going to
put 40 on us.
They're going to lose by 17.
Yeah.
I think they lose this game pretty handily because, look, pressure's on with the Chiefs, and if Jameis Winston can carve your secondary up, Patrick Mahomes most definitely can. The only thing is the Chiefs' defense sucks almost as bad as Washington's does. But Taylor Heinicke, just his decision-making is bad. Like, he throws, balls right to defenders. Not even like he's trying to fit it into a tight window. He's just like, hey, you want it? No, I don't think they have a chance on Sunday.
Yeah.
What do you think? I'll tell you this, Mike. We have Ron on every week, and it's fun for us to have him on because we get the head coach, you can ask him whatever. But he's very defensive. He has a condescending tone to himself, and it's not just with us; it's with everybody. And the guy's been here for a week. It's like, I don't know, man. It's not going.
Did he have that reputation in Carolina? From I don't know if you talked to media members down there, but did he have the same attitude and responses when the team wasn't going too well?
Everybody liked Ron, but I think that different media markets are different. Yeah. I'm not saying they're homers, but I think that they're not quite as intense as the media market here. And, even there's a lot of people who are in this town that have seen the suffering in this team for so long and they're fed up. And so when you hear from fans, when I hear from fans, you kind of relay those questions. And I don't think that the media market in Carolina is quite as rabid and frustrated, fan base like it is here. And so Ron probably wasn't used to being questioned a whole lot and challenged on things because, they had more success than what they have here.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Mike Jones, NFL columnist for USA Today. I saw that you wrote about the email situation and Gruden. How do you see this playing out? The NFL right now says they're not going to release the 650,000 emails or however many emails it is. Meanwhile, the NFLPA and D. Smith, they now want to see him.
Yeah. For now, the NFL is still standing by that they aren't going to reveal them because part of the terms of the agreement, I guess, was that things would be kept in confidence. But my thing is okay, it's supposed to be in confidence, but one of y'all leaked the emails, the Gruden email.
Yeah.
And I don't know what John Gruden did to tick somebody off. I mean, because this seems like something bigger. Was he the sacrificial lamb? Again, did he tick somebody off? Why just him? Because I'm sure out of 650,000 emails, his was not the only one talking, you know, disparagingly or saying some inappropriate stuff or whatever. And, you know, it feels like the league is, you know, protect the shield at all costs. Dan Snyder's a guy who signs checks. John Gruden's a guy who cashes checks. And, you know, there's a difference there. It feels mafia-ish, you know?
You also wrote about Lamar Jackson. Unbelievable game on Monday night. Is he the MVP favorite at this point?
Gotta be here. Emmer Allen.
He's got more offensive, you know, all-purpose yards than, like, half the teams in the league.
Right.
He's doing it with his legs. He did it with his arm. I mean, his passing performance on Monday night was insane, completing 85% of his passes, and this is supposedly a guy who can't be an elite passer. I think that we're seeing the growth. He's taken a big leap. He's now beaten Patrick Mahomes in a come-from-behind win. He's now, then won this game in a come-from-behind win, down by 19, midway through the third quarter. I think that you've got to make a case for him being the MVP.
Big one, too, this weekend. Chargers in Baltimore.
Yeah, and that's another MVP candidate in Justin Herbert right there. A really talented, you know, team on both sides of the ball, and, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. There are sometimes I look at that Ravens defense, and I'm not quite sure about them, but then they buckle down and they get some stops. But, again, whenever you have Jackson, you always have a chance.
Hey, looking back on the draft, because we spent some time obviously talking about Chase Young, who's underperformed this year, and, man, what would have happened had they drafted Justin Herbert. The majority of the league, obviously the Chargers believed in him. They drafted him sixth overall. But how did the majority of the league perceive Justin Herbert entering the draft?
I think they felt like he was good. There were some questions. I think, man, I'm trying to remember. It was like leadership ability or whatever. I don't think that, you know, at the spot at number two overall that people were saying that. And look, even if Washington traded back and took him at fifth, it wouldn't have worked out well. I mean, nothing works out well here because you don't have a strong enough roster.
Right.
The offensive line in San Diego, L.A., is better than here. The defense is better than here. Coaching staff right now seems very promising. I know that, you know, seemed promising with Ron last year, but it just seems like top to bottom, that franchise is in a more stable position than what Washington is. Washington is rebuilding, and they might figure this thing out, but Justin Herbert walked into a better situation there than here, so you can't just say, oh man, they should have drafted him. It still might not have, you know, worked out quite as well.
Mike, how bad is the AFC South? I'm looking at the standings. The Titans are atop the division. They're 3-2. They have a +2 point differential.
Yeah.
And then you have two 1-4 teams in the Texans and the Colts, and you've got the mess in Jacksonville with Urban Meyer. By the way, Urban Meyer couldn't be happier about the whole John Gruden thing happening because it took him way out of the spotlight. So he was in the media. He was in the media churn for like a week, and now he's good.
I had people in Jacksonville who were like ghosting me when I was texting them last week about Urban Meyer. All of a sudden, I have people from Jacksonville saying, man, this is crazy. What's going on up there with these emails and John Gruden and what's going on with Washington? I'm like, wait a minute. So now you guys want to talk?
Right.
You know? And so, yeah, they are very, I mean, Urban's got to be super, super happy that this thing is going on because now he can kind of like coast a little bit. But yeah, this division's really bad. Now I do feel like Indianapolis is going to figure things out. Carson Wentz looked much, much better. The first couple weeks, look, a lot of his game is predicated on his mobility. He wasn't able to run. He had a hurt foot and then two sprained ankles. Now that he's healthy, the last 2 weeks, he's looked a lot better. threw for 400 yards for the first time in his career. So I think because things aren't right in Tennessee, they're a little off. So you don't know. There's a chance that the Colts could get things, you know, reconfigured and improve. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of weeks left, but this division doesn't really scare anybody.
Trying to look at where Arizona ranks against the run, because they're 5-0, only undefeated team, but they got to go to a tough spot. They got to go to Cleveland this weekend. Cleveland gave up a ton of points. I get it last week, but you know, this is also a defensive line that can kind of cause problems for Murray, like San Francisco did last week. Right. Does Arizona drop their first one in Cleveland? And I'm just looking up Arizona's stats against the run now.
They just might, because the other thing is Kyler Murray didn't quite look right. You know, I think he got hit a couple times, and that's been the question, you know, even coming to this year after what we saw last year was, okay, they start well, but once he got banged up last year, they weren't the same. And so, you know, how long can he maintain this hot pace? And if he starts getting banged up, if he loses effectiveness, they weren't quite as good last week. He's got a defense that, you know, is going to pin back their ears and come after him. You know, and that I feel like there is a good chance that the Browns could get this one here. They're at home. You pound the football to keep Arizona off the field. I know J.J. Watt had a good game last week, but he's been a ghost otherwise. So this is a good opportunity for the Browns.
Arizona, by the way, ranks 29th against the run.
Oh, that's not good.
They're allowing 140 a game.
Well, that's no bueno.
That's kind of surprising. I didn't think they were that bad.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield might attempt 15 passes. That's it. You know, they're just going to go chub and hunt, you know, again and again and pound them.
Wow.
Keep Kyler Murray off the field.
What do you think is going to happen with Baker's contract?
They're much better against the pass.
I think that they'll get something done. There's not a sense of urgency. Obviously, you know, you want to get him taken care of, but you still have the fifth-year option. He's not going to get the elite money, but, you know, I think things will play out there. They want him there still. I think he wants to be there. Look, Lamar hasn't even signed his, but you know, for him, probably this year, if he keeps up this type of pace, it's gonna play out favorably for him. But you know, I think that they'll wind up getting something done with Baker.
All right, Mike. Always appreciate the time.
Thanks, you guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Good talking to you,
Mike Jones. Bye-bye. From USA Today. And yeah, I saw that stat on Lamar Jackson about the all-purpose yards. The fact that he's got more than several teams in the NFL.
Well, I mean, it's not shocking. He's passing at a higher and more efficient rate than he ever has. His yards per attempt, I think, are up like well over 8. Might even be near 9. And he's giving you still giving you solid rushing numbers. He's going to rush for like 1,000 yards.
Well, do you realize how many total yards the Chicago Bears have this season? Ooh. As a team?
Now, Lamar has like 1,800 something, right? It's in that range. I'm going to say the Bears.
1,500.
They're painfully bad. I'm going to say 1380.
Lower
than that, like 1200.
They have exactly 1200 yards in 5 games.
Well, that means
putrid.
There's,
hold up, I got to do the math.
Hold on
that.
1200. That's like 15 quarterbacks.
They're averaging 240 yards a game. 240 yards a game as a team offensively.
And they have 3 wins? I think they have 3 wins.
Defense.
Well, that's one place for defense, I guess, is work.
Defense
is
not enough games
here.
240 yards a game of offense. Ugh.
Defense centric, not working here. It's just not.
No.
Let me see where they rank on. Man, their defense is winning.
If I have to watch one player, though, getting back to your Lamar, I'm watching Lamar. If I have to watch one player.
Yeah.
I mean, I might not have said that in years past, but certainly.
By the way, Lamar's doing that. He's down 3 starting offensive linemen and their prized rookie wideout in Rashad Bateman. Who could come back this weekend.
Well, they're running backs. Top 2 running backs.
And all the running backs.
I saw on NFL.com, David Carr wrote a column where he had his 5 best quarterbacks under 30.
Yeah.
He didn't have Lamar in the top 3.
Well, that's
it. I might need to look at. I don't even think he had Lamar in the top 5.
My stats were courtesy of Valdez Research Services.
Yeah.
Let me guess. He had Kyler. He had Herbert.
Yeah, he had number 1, Josh Allen. Number 2, Allen. Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, Mahomes.
Okay, it's fine.
Forgot
to
about
have,
him.
It's fine to have Allen those guys in 1, there. But if you have a top 5
Mahomes
list
2.
And Lamar's not in it, then your list is what I'm going to use for my backside in about 2 hours.
I think he had Kyler 3. He had Dak Prescott in there.
Are you baking a brownie over there, Cakes?
I mean, not like Valdez, because he's 10 o'clock right on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm more of like an 11 a.m.-ish guy.
Yeah. The oven, is the little alarm is buzzing.
It's preheating.
Yeah.
Gross.
Is it?
All right. Coming up next, we'll switch gears, open up EB's entertainment page on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Time now for the entertainment page brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome, super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES to get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
All right, real quick before I jump in, this is work-related, but... You know how we hate doing those stupid emails where you have to, it says you got to do the service or whatever.
You got to go.
Yeah.
Whatever, for the work company.
The survey,
whatever it is. You got to learn about sexual harassment or something.
Yeah, like training modules. Yeah,
training
and
videos. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll do it with a gun to our heads for Odyssey because, I mean, at our prime. I'm getting now emails from NBC that I haven't done, apparently, NBCs. I'm officially blowing that
There's
off.
There's no way I'm ever doing any
You don't
of
have
those.
To answer those. I talked to Frank he said, over there a that. Couple years ago
I'm
about
like,
this.
They pay us so little.
There's no chance of doing
it's
that.
It's almost not even worth my paycheck.
We don't have to do that.
I always delete them.
We're just part of some sort of email list.
Yeah.
Which has included
because
us.
I'm getting this my long overdue.
I know. I get the same thing.
Learning notification. I got to. All right, good. I did do it one time. But I'm like, I'd rather sacrifice the money.
Delete.
Yeah, a lot of deleting.
That's what you do there.
Delete. Okay, thank you. Odyssey, I know they got me by the shorts.
Sure.
Why, is there something that's due for Odyssey, too?
There always is.
There's always something.
So I know I have to do those. But I'm the NBC. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you don't have to.
Yeah,
it's an automatic delete.
All right. So I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to this. I'm so dumb. And I am a dumb person. Okay, I'm not afraid to admit it. I didn't realize
nobody that disputed it.
right. It was just silence.
Yeah. Nobody's rushing to your defense. No, you're on Ben's side. You're so smart.
Thank you. Well, no, listen. I'm so dumb. I figured. Oh, you know, this guy just paid. He wants to go to space or whatever. I didn't realize that they're basically doing a bit here, right?
Who's this?
There's a guest.
William Shatner
is
going
to
space.
Of course it's a bit.
Yeah.
So with Blue Origins?
He was Captain Kirk.
I know, but I didn't watch any of that stuff. But I know that's why he's famous.
Bruce Allen would have called him Captain Kirk.
Right. So, exactly.
What is it? Beyond the Final Frontier? What do they say? What's their...
Space, the Final Frontier.
Yeah. That's what he's doing.
I honestly never watched any of that stuff. But I know William Shatner. That's the reason why he's famous. I get it.
By the way, Star Wars, 100 greater than signs, Star Trek.
Right, of course.
I mean, 1,000 greater
right,
than
Right, but Star
science.
Trek, obviously, cultural phenomenon.
Sure.
And that's why William Shatner's famous. But he's 90 years old. I'll say this. He gets around
he's
pretty
90?
Well.
I mean,
he's 90. Yeah.
He looks like he's 75,
he
right?
He looks a lot younger,
He's got a huge melon, though.
Oh, he does. Big melon and a big gut, too.
But, I mean, how does that guy live in the 90s?
The genetics.
But he's in good enough shape to go to space. I don't know any of the background. By the way, their Blue Origin rocket looks like a big penis.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a big phallic symbol.
When's he going to?
I think today. I think they postponed it yesterday. So
isn't it just 2 minutes up there, though?
I know,
it's like really
but
short.
But hey, you're still in space.
No, it's cool. You actually get to see the curvature of the Earth.
Has anybody paid attention to this? Because it really has been lost on
Can they send Kyrie Irving up there? Isn't he a flat earther?
Yeah, he's a flat earther. I think he's
can they send him up there and never bring him back?
Right. He's the biggest dummy ever.
I've been paying attention to it. I'm intrigued by it.
So I haven't paid attention to it. I just saw something yesterday, and I thought, why is William Shatner paying money? And then I went,
he's not paying money.
You're getting hooked.
Oh, America's guest. Star Trek bit.
Star Trek, yeah.
You know, it took me a few seconds, and I got it. But, so when did this come about? Why is Bezos doing this? Like, give me the scoop.
I just think he's, obviously, he has a connection to space, and they like having
slow. I will Venmo you a dollar right now if you can tell me.
Eric-Pickle-3.
You might get this. What was the ship that he was in command of in Star Trek?
Star Trek Enterprise. That's not, does it count?
Starship.
I mean, it's USS Enterprise, but I'll give you a dollar.
You got the Enterprise.
That's good.
It's dollar worthy.
Go ahead, ask me another one. Sucks.
Beam me up.
Scotty!
He watched it. Old school.
Dork.
You're a nerd. Nerd.
Ask me.
Shove him in a locker.
Ask
nerd.
Me.
What
ask
was
me.
It, what was his doctor's nickname? He would call him on the show. Like the guy, he always wore like the blue shirt, was the doctor.
He had a nickname?
Yeah,
he definitely had a nickname.
Well, I mean, you're talking about Spock?
No,
the doctor.
He was Dr. Spock, I believe.
Yeah. Yes. I believe it was McCoy.
I definitely know his name. Bones, yeah.
I would never I don't know. I don't know. I swear to God, I don't know one plot summary of any episode. I have no idea.
Can you go like that?
Well, maybe for some.
Of course you can do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at stuff like
what
that.
What does Spock always say?
Oh, his go-to line.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if he can pull this.
No, I definitely heard it. All right. Hold on. Spock would say, can you give me initials?
LLAP.
Long live something? Is it?
You're all over it.
Long live all people or long live?
I can't pull that.
Long live and prosper.
Live long and prosper.
Yes.
I would have never gotten that. All right, give me another one.
By the way,
who did George Takei play? What was his character's name?
I just know him from the
Stern
show.
I mean, you should
show.
Know that.
Sulu.
I just know him.
Sulu.
So what was his bit? Like, what did he know how to do?
I don't know, just a guy.
He was a nub side character. Well, just press buttons.
I'll be completely honest. None of them had, like, Superman qualities or anything.
Spock was the closest. Yeah. Because Spock could put you basically in a sleeper.
I got another one for you. They were regular dudes?
Yeah, regular dolls.
Okay.
All right. What planet was Spock from? If you get this, I'll give you $2.
All right. He was from Neutron.
That's close.
What is Neutron?
He was from the planet Vulcan.
Vulcan, yeah.
I would never get that.
What were their guns called?
Oh, good one.
Thank you.
What were their guns called?
Yes.
Yeah. Their weapons.
What's a letter?
How would you know that?
P. Yes. Starts with a P.
Phasers.
Oh! Look at that!
I don't know how I got
You never heard the expression?
I think you knew that deep down.
Yes.
Say again? Yeah. Maybe from laser tag or something.
All right. When Spock would,
laser tag.
Would pinch you.
Phaser
right?
tag.
When Spock would pinch you in the neck area, what was that called?
He would pinch
people?
It was
people? His signature, his finishing move.
Why he would get in conflicts with people? He fought. He was a fighter.
No, he was more.
He was like Matt. He was like Born Identity.
No, he wanted to be like logical. He wanted to out logic.
No, but he had a couple of like he could do like the mind melt thing. He could do things with his hand. He'd put you basically in a sleeper.
He put you in a sleeper hole with his pinchers.
He would just pinch you like right down
like
here.
A crab.
What do you call that?
The Vulcan death grip.
Yeah.
Hey, what language?
I think I'm
going to
try that on myself this afternoon.
Yeah. But just remember, I just remember Spock was half human.
Yeah.
Hey, I do that on my dong every day.
Who were the villains?
You re-raised my Zanny.
Were there villains? Who did they fight?
Changed every week.
Oh yeah,
changed every week.
The Klingons. You didn't want
to. Well,
yeah,
that was
the
big enemy.
Yes.
How did that work? The beam me up stuff. So that's like
they had a silly teleporter.
Okay, so that is like a Superman quality. Like,
that's technology.
That's advanced tech.
Yeah, because it's possible.
Right. People were watching it and they were using the little cell phones.
And then where would they beam up to?
I saw the fly, and that teleporting didn't work so well.
So they would beam up to other planets?
Yeah, they'd be on a planet, and then they'd want to get off the stupid planet, so they'd get beamed up to the
Enterprise. What a terrible show.
I'll be honest with you. I think it was the same era I watched Land of the Lost. Do you remember that?
Of course. Yes. Yes.
Very cheesy show.
Of course I watched that.
That was more of a kid's show.
I got psyched for Land of the Lost. I feel like that's the same era.
Yeah, it's probably around the same time. I mean, Star Trek predated that, but I mean, that definitely came out like in the 70s.
And
like
I watched a lot of Batman and Robin, black and white, whatever that was. Whatever they called it, yeah. And then I watched a lot of Superman. I got so psyched for
George
Superman.
George Reeves.
Clark Kent. The TV show. I got butt sized, black and white too.
That guy definitely didn't outrun a speeding bullet, right? Didn't he mix himself?
I think he donked himself off with a bullet.
Yeah, right. That's why I used the joke. Yeah, he couldn't outrun a speeding bullet.
I think
bullet.
It's okay to goof on him
I think we're far enough away. That joke is acceptable. I hope. I hope it's acceptable.
So William Shatner is 90. That's the news.
Right.
Okay. He's 90 and he's going to the space in a big penis today.
Yes, he is.
And he's going to pay Zippy.
I guess he's getting a comp.
Yeah, right. He's getting
a Valdez at Riverbend.
Oh, so this is the Bezos, not the Musk. I lose track of all these guys who are trying to get people in space.
Bezos looks like a big penis.
His is Blue Origin.
Yeah, Blue Origin. Yeah.
What is Musk?
Blue Chew Origin.
What is Musk?
Musk.
SpaceX?
Is that SpaceX, it? SpaceX, I think, maybe. Yeah.
I already forgot. Who
would
got there first?
Would you go? I don't think I would want to risk it. Like,
on a comp trip?
No.
Hell no.
I'm not going to space.
Appearance fee?
I don't think I would want to risk it. 35,000 feet is high enough. It's plenty
high.
That
looks pretty standard, what they're doing, but I still don't think
they would have to pay
it.
Me what they charge for a seat for me to go.
Yeah, but then you would go.
Oh, yeah. What was it, 500 grand?
250K or something?
I thought it was more, but yeah.
Maybe.
Then I would go. Cross my fingers the whole time.
I would go for that appearance.
Like when I take off in a plane on the air, I'm always got my fingers crossed.
Of course, yeah.
Until we reach cruising altitude.
See, I don't do that, but
I do chill.
Then I chill.
But you know, once you reach cruising altitude, you could still have like Hawaii Hilo. Like all of a sudden, the roof just rips off.
Oh yeah.
Or a window could break. Someone could get sucked out the window.
Yeah. Oh, or God forbid,
a bomb could just explode.
I just feel
that
like
could
I'm,
happen.
I just feel like that you're safer.
Or you lose
there.
Cabin
you can
pressure.
Never relax.
It's very hard.
Lose cabin pressure. It gets butt cold. Everybody freezes.
And you get pain stewarded.
And then the airplane's just on autopilot until it lands like in a dirt field in North Dakota.
I just never want to.
I've pondered every way you can die.
Right.
You hit a mountain. The pilot just decides a suicide mission, take everybody down.
That's the most slept on story in history.
That's the worst.
No one ever talks about it.
Oh, you know who talks about it? You and me.
Yeah.
We talk about
it. Imagine
like more
you're
than
doing
the normal
some sort
person.
Of red eye and a donk just points it down.
Right.
You're like, everyone's sleeping.
We're getting awfully close to these mountains. This doesn't look normal. Yeah, it'd be a lot of panic.
I could get in some more EPV.
Which flight
in the next
was
segment.
That? What we were talking about?
Egypt Air?
You know, my buddy's parents were on that flight.
Oh, no, it's different.
No, that's different.
We're talking about the German flight, like German Wings. I can't remember the name of the airline.
Gotcha.
But you're talking about the Malaysian one?
Egyptian Air.
Egyptian Air.
On the pilot.
I remember that one, too.
Yeah, my buddy's parents were on that.
Yeah,
we were pre-gaming out. I remember like it was yesterday. We were pre-gaming at FedEx Field when that happened. Before, I'm sure, a Redskins loss.
Probably. Yeah.
Whenever that was, like in 1999 or 2000.
Right.
All right. Warm days and chilly nights and mornings, Cakes. You know what that means? Time to schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with the 5-star experts. My guys at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, an expert Crop Metcalf 5-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system for one low price. Call today for peace of mind, no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, I'm the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you miss any portion of the show, don't forget, you can download the Odyssey app on your phone. You can go back in time, hit the rewind feature, listen to the Junks, B. Mitch and Finley, Grant and Danny. Put the Odyssey app on your phone already.
You should never miss any portion of the show because sometimes we hook the listeners.
Yes, we do.
And right now we're going to play the very popular Caller 10 game.
That is popular.
Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with two tickets to go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers with the Strokes and Thundercat. Nationals Park. It's coming up September 8th, 2022. Tickets on sale October 15th at 10 a.m. at nationals.com/redhotchilipeppers.
That read will
always, that's courtesy of Live Nation.
That read will throw you because you're like, hey, it's coming up September of 2022.
Right.
You have to snap yourself into, it's next
Plus,
year.
Plus, it also throws you, and this is just inside baseball, yes. Radio insider,
yes.
That there is absolutely no punctuation
radio
here.
Insider.
Wow.
So there are no commas between Chili Peppers,
JP.
The Strokes, and Thundercat. So like if you read it as is, you would think that Thundercat sponsors Nationals Park.
Do you know what this sheet is? It's a minefield right. Is what this sheet is.
Yeah, well, hey, real quick, I want
the reads.
Eric-Bickle-3 has to thank Kevin Woods. He paid $21. And
that
he
was
said,
yesterday, right?
Said F. Brett Lewis.
Because Brett Lewis 20. Is the guy who paid me 20, yes.
Right, and then Eric-Bickle-3 also wants to thank Derek, who just said $10. Great radio.
Man, you guys are cashing in on this Venmo bit.
So thank you.
By the way, we're talking fantasy shocker cakes tonight during the break.
Right.
And he said, who's the one guy I can't play? And he said, I can't remember what you asked me. I said, lock it.
I said, who's the guy that I had a chubby for the first
but
2 weeks?
The last few weeks.
But then he's gone off a cliff. And now he's got Geno Smith delivering
the ball.
This
is what he said. He goes, I need Terry McLaurin to have 8 grabs for 130 yards and a touchdown.
I said 2 touchdowns.
2 touchdowns.
I was getting greedy.
And I said, I need Gibson to have a big day. How many touchdowns does he have? He goes, he's got to have 7. I said, well, wait a minute. 7?
That's what I thought.
That's a lot. And
that
then we went back.
Snap
and
judgment.
How many has he got? 4.
He has 4 total.
Right.
Which
right,
is close to 7.
Derrick Henry has 7.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry will probably have 20 this year.
Let me jump into this. I'll give a couple more EP stories. I don't want Valdez to pout after the show. Right. I don't want to bury the lead.
Sorry,
either.
I brought up fantasy during the ep.
It's all fine. Good.
Valdez, I know. I'm not going to bury the lead. We're going to get right to it. The California mom that hosts the wild drunken sex party for teens.
Ah.
Shannon O'Connor watched and laughed in a bedroom while a drunk teenage boy, I don't even know if I could say this. Can I say mounted? Mounted and groped, the woman's then 15-year-old son, apparently. What's going on there? She kept the party secret. She's 47. Even her husband didn't know it.
Dirty birdie.
While 14 and 15-year-old kids got so drunk they would vomit, unable to stand and fall unconscious.
And she providing the alcohol?
I guess.
She's a loser.
She is a loser.
Can you imagine? She faces 39 criminal counts from an 8-month period from 2020 to earlier this year. That's when she hosted these parties.
She, including child abuse, sexual assault, and providing alcohol to minors. She's Dunsky.
At one party, she handed a boy a condom and pushed him into a room where a drunk 14-year-old girl was like, can you imagine? That's unbelievable.
Well, you know how they always say, parents say, well, you guys go ahead, do it in the basement because I can kind of control what's going on a little bit.
Right.
This is when it's gone to an extreme.
Oh, totally.
And my theory is that she never got invited to these parties when she was in high school.
I like that theory. Now she's reliving.
Now she's trying to relive her high school days.
Live
her high school days as if she was a popular kid.
She's
getting all these props from like all the students and everything. Makes her feel good. She never got this in her life. And in her
she
high school
experience.
She wasn't
the homecoming queen back in the day.
Exactly.
Now
she's getting, you know, all the praise and high fives and everything.
Yeah.
And so she likes it.
Well, now she's getting thrown in jail,
what kind
too.
Of monster gives a 15-year-old kid a condom and says, here, and pushes it into a room with a drunk 14-year-old girl?
It also points to she was probably, like, sexually abused in some fashion. Because, I mean, sort of behavior stems from that.
I would guess.
You still need to just drop her in the middle of the ocean.
She probably lost her virginity in a way like that.
Possibly.
Thinks that's normal.
We're coming up with silly theories.
Armchair psychiatrist.
Yep, right here. At your service.
The Rolling Stones, I guess, Cakes, you're the...
Oh, I'm psyched for this.
Oh, you are?
Hold on.
I think I might be doing a different story than you think. The Rolling Stones, I guess, are going to retire their song Brown Sugar.
Okay.
I guess first of all, you know me. I don't even know the Rolling Stones. I barely know them. I know Brown Sugar. I've heard the song.
Hold on. Is Brown Sugar now considered inappropriate?
Apparently, the lyrics depict the horrors of slavery. And they say they've always, you know, it portrays the horrors of it. They're not glorifying it. But they're so sick and tired of defending it that they said, it's just not going to play it.
I had no idea that it had any ties to slavery whatsoever.
Right. I didn't either.
I thought it was just like about...
I mean, the first sign is Gold Coast Slave Ship Bound for Cotton Fields.
And then there's
never paid attention to lyrics.
They say,
I
didn't. Yeah. They've played
sold in the market
song
down in
live
New Orleans
every night that they toured since 1970.
Yeah.
They played it over 1,100 times. The second only to what other song have they played more live?
Satisfaction.
Nope.
Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Jumpin' Jack Flash. How's Jumpin' Jack Flash go? I've heard the title, but I don't know the song.
Cakes, the lines, scarred old slaver knows he's doing all right.
I never listened to the words.
Hear him with the woman just around midnight.
I mean, this is me being ignorant. I've never listened to the lyrics of that song.
I thought it was just about dating a black girl.
That's what I thought, too.
Obviously, if you read the first four lines, it's not about that.
Ignoramus right here.
He said, I would never write that song now. I'd probably censor myself, but they still performed it. But they said no.
So now when they say they're retiring it, they'll just never perform
it. Never perform it live again.
It'll still be played on radio.
I suppose.
They can't control that.
Hold on, this is Jumpin' Jack Flash?
Correct.
Kind of like a couple
of our game shows that have been retired.
What is the...
Oh, yeah. There's There's beef between the Beatles and Rolling Stones.
I did see that.
I get sice.
So Paul McCartney allegedly slams the Rolling Stones, calls them a blues cover band, Cakes.
I mean, this may offend people. I think Rolling Stones greater than the Beatles.
By a million times.
For me, ooh. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of either. I'm
way more of a Beatles guy.
Nah. The Stones greater than the Beatles.
We have more of a musical ear.
Okay.
Nah, me and you, Eric.
Yeah.
Stones better than the Beatles.
It's the age-old music debate. And I'm psyched that it's being revived.
Yes, you like it.
The thing about the Beatles, I think their criticism has always been, right, they played like three chords.
Right.
But
didn't they do the "She Loves You"? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty tough. Right. Pretty difficult.
That's a terrible song, by the way.
Hey, it's one of their hits.
Awful.
The Beatles were
awful. There isn't one Beatles song I like.
You don't like Yesterday?
No. Way too depressing.
Yellow Submarine?
Nope.
No. Yeah, this is fun. Boy.
There's probably 100 Stone songs.
Hey, Jude, this is difficult.
Don't like it.
No, I'm a Beatles guy. It's a weird little niche in my
life. We don't see eye to eye on that one.
Yeah. Not a Rolling Stones guy. More the Beatles.
All right.
So, anything else that we want to put out there?
Probably not.
Bobby Flay? You care about Bobby Flay?
I want a few days without a Britney story. It's an upset. No, yeah. Britney and no J-Lo story? How did that happen on an EP?
I do have a Britney story.
You better have it in about 10 seconds.
Britney was seen driving around in a $150,000 Mercedes that she bought now that she's out from underneath the conservatorship. Whoa. Driving alone.
What was she driving before? Didn't she have a car before?
I think they
had a green Saturn.
Make her buy some soups.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.